From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Missouri, Illinois, and other states across the country face a growing list of needed highway and bridge repairs. The Senate this week is set to take up a bill that would keep federal highway dollars flowing to the states beyond the end of this month. St. Louis Public Radio's Jim Howard reports.
The federal motor fuel tax has not increased since 1993. At the same time, vehicles have become more fuel efficient. That combination leaves the Highway Trust Fund about $15 billion short every year for needed maintenance and repairs. U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says lawmakers do not want to either raise taxes or go deeper in debt to address the problem.
I think clearly the momentum is pushing towards some type of business tax reform, international tax reform, to help us get something done.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt is backing legislation to give corporations an incentive to bring overseas profits back to the U.S. to help fund a multi-year highway bill. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard.
Police say a child has been shot in the arm and taken to Columbia Hospital. Detective Tom O'Sullivan of the Boone County Sheriff's Department says the shooting occurred just after 5:30 p.m. Saturday in northern Boone County. KRCG-TV reports that the name, age, and gender of the child weren't immediately released. O'Sullivan says the investigation is ongoing. Upgrades will soon begin at all seven of Missouri's veteran homes. Lawmakers passed three bills that will provide $33 million for various projects, including replacing sprinkler systems, nurse call, fire alarm systems, and other needs. Republican House member Jason Chipman lives in St. James, where one of the state's veteran homes is located.
From what I've been told, this veteran's home will not hold every resident in their dining area or in any room. So part of the money that's being allocated for this purpose is to expand their dining area so they can fit all of the residents in one area for any event they may have.
Renovations at veterans' homes in St. Louis include a new front entrance and lobby, adding a new storage building, upgrading the lights, and replacing water heaters and anti-scald devices. In addition, Governor Jay Nixon says the state needs to build at least one more veterans' home, especially as Vietnam-era veterans reach retirement age. Planned Parenthood says a Columbia clinic plans to resume providing abortions in August after hiring a new physician. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the Columbia Health Center received its license as an abortion facility this past week. Columbia Planned Parenthood was licensed to perform abortions until 2012, when the physician who provided abortions resigned. The clinic suspended abortion services for more than 2 years while it searched for a replacement physician. Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri President and CEO Laura McQuaid says that through the end of 2015, the facility will only offer medical abortions, which are induced with a pill in early pregnancy. The center plans to begin offering surgical abortions in early 2016. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.